ALB, ANY.
Welcome to Mile High Radio. You know it's Black Podcast, so we not from the streets to entrepreneurs. I'll be your host for today, and today is Money Making Monday. So we gonna get into some things to build wealth and to get this bag, people. So we gonna talk back into some more with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. That's been a big thing, and I've been seeing people post it all over Facebook, social media, Twitter, the news, everywhere. But a lot of people still don't understand what it is and how to go about it. So I'm gonna give you another simple and brief description for and what you can do with it and what it is. So basically, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is like what it says. Cryptocurrency is a currency, it's like a money. Only difference is it's a digital money versus us that's used to fiat money. Fiat money are money that you can touch or has like some type of substance, which will be a coin or paper, like a nickel or a $20 bill. The difference between fiat money and digital money is digital money is really money you don't see or touch. It's like when you go use your debit card and you don't see the transaction of cash on hand. It's that digital matrix looking stuff that's going on that's transacting your money. That's what Bitcoin is based off of. That's how it was invented. Just like any money, money is invented. Get what I'm saying now? So somebody invented Bitcoin and cryptocurrency to transact money a little bit faster and use it the same way that we use emails and text messages. He wanted to send something from across seas over to America at the same rate as when we make phone calls or text messages or video chats. But every different country has different money and different systems of their money and what backs their money, and money goes up and down just like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. A lot of people don't know that money fluctuates. Money right now is very different than what it was when it first was made and originated. The paper and the coin that we get was supposed to be backed by gold, which is now we probably know is not being backed by gold. It's being backed by big banks and businesses. So somebody invented Bitcoin and cryptocurrency to alleviate that governing by big banks and governments and backing it by a whole bunch of BS. Because what it is Bitcoin is an automatic transaction that is guaranteed. So you can't double spend on it or fraud it. You get what I'm saying? You could counterfeit money and coins. So the second thing is, it's a completely anonymous and secure because it's built off computer language, which is called cryptography. It's a crypto language. That's why they call it cryptocurrency. And it's used the same way that we use Wi-Fi, but you don't see them beams from the satellite tracking your phone. Okay, people? It's like the Matrix when you see all them little, I'm gonna throw it in a video, when you see all them little numbers moving in green and black, that's what's going on right now, but we don't see it with our money. That's digital money. Right now, a lot of even current money and fiat money is digital. It's not, people don't even have a large amount of cash on hand. Right now, most people's money is on their debit cards. Bitcoin is the same way. But you can use it globally without the fluctuation of money. So let's say right now $100 bills in America is $100, but you go to Italy, it's not worth $100. It's probably a couple more or a couple less. Same place if you take it to Jamaica or Australia or Germany. That's the difference behind Bitcoin and altcoins and cryptocurrency. If Bitcoin costs $10 and you buy into a percentage of it, or you have $10 in Bitcoin, that's $10 everywhere around the world. Get me now? And it's secretive, it's non-contactless since now we got a pandemic, but also it's an investment too. That's another thing, because see, people don't know that our money, we supposed to be able to invest it, but that's a whole different subject. But Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are a live investment. So if the value goes up, your money increases in value too. So let's say you did put in $5 in Bitcoin and it goes up to 30-something to 40-something thousand. Your $5 to $10 probably is like $12 to $15 now. If it go down, it would decrease, but then that's when you have people that sell and trade Bitcoin or et cetera, et cetera. But that's another different topic we're going to get into on another different podcast. But that's a little bit of the simplicity and basic of it. And that's why I left the investment part at the end, people, because that's the key thing. And another thing is the problem is going to be an issue, but it's a key thing too. It is not controlled by major banks yet or big businesses. Once it becomes mainstream, then it's going to be a little bit too late to get into it in an investment manner with a little bit of money and not a lot of information. But as I'm getting into it, and this is for people in low-income communities, people trying to advance their portfolios and know different aspects of money, because this is definitely about to become a new money globally in the future for us. Do not let them throw shade or blind you or hit you with the fake words and stuff, because this is what's going to be our next innovation of technology and money. So stay tuned. I'm gonna get into a little bit more. I'm trying to stay up to date, people. So give me a little bit more. Give me some time. But I got more info for you. Go check out my YouTube. Subscribe to my podcast. And thank you for tuning in today to Mile High Radio, the streets to entrepreneurs. Your newest black podcast. Till we not. Stay tuned for more.